Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Officially now one of my favorite songs.
I do like
ever.
It is good.
It's been such a long time since I've heard it.
I actually never have heard it, come to think of it.
Really?
I might have, but I can't recall.
I'm sure it's been on the radio at some point, if you still listen to that nice dead medium. But
If I forgot my cable somewhere else.
Yeah, but it became one of my favorites again last night when I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy at a 7 p.m.
I know, I noticed
premiere.
There weren't any midnight showings.
Very
it's like,
weird.
Was there Wednesday midnight showings or something, I wonder?
No, it
there was,
only
7 and 10 o'clock showing, so it's not like it was all day on Thursday.
Not that I didn't check to see if it was...
Yeah, I saw that too, and it was strange. I was like, oh, I wish I could get off early.
You know what else was strange is that when we were going into the show, we just brought in two bags from Wendy's with us. Like, we just walked in.
I don't care.
Yeah, I had a Baconator, Lindsay had a salad.
Where'd
and
you go?
Wendy's.
99, I mean?
Oh, no. We went to Cinetopia.
Oh, okay.
Because they just don't care. That's what makes
you
them the coolest.
You pay them their money, they don't care.
Yeah, that's what makes them the coolest theater ever. We've brought
that
five guys.
Chairs, better seats, mm-hmm. better screens, better sound.
And they're getting cheaper, too.
Yeah, they're actually cheaper than regular theater now.
So far, this entire show is just one big commercial. Let's change the pace a little. I had a birthday on Sunday. I can no longer
No, it was Saturday, I thought.
Nope.
Oh, that's right. It was Sunday.
That was a Sunday. Let's see, because now I have turned the age of 20 years old. I don't know how many scores that is. You do the math. But I can no longer be categorized
one score
is 20?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
80 some odd years ago, which would be...
Yeah? Let's see. How many years?
I think it's 20 years.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's some weird interval of time.
Yeah, it's 20 years.
Cool.
Cool. All right.
I'm about to leave that age just as you enter.
Lucky. Well, you gotta wait till October, so I'm still coming to Pullman with you.
Okay.
So because I gotta bring the equipment with me,
and you gotta stay outside while Ben and I go in the bars.
I'll find something to do.
I know,
don't worry.
You know, if you walked in, you'd get carted.
Yeah, but I'll probably be driving you guys.
Very good point.
I mean, would they let there's no way they'll let me in if I just don't drink. Right?
No, it's no minors allowed.
They can't do like the X's on my hands, and I can't.
I don't think so.
Bummer. I had that done.
Because there's no way of saying for sure that Ben and I couldn't just buy you alcohol and you take it when they're not looking.
Yeah, that's true. In summary, go see Guardians of the Galaxy, and I still look like I'm 16 years old. Changing the subject again. Oh, right, because we're talking about my birthday. Yeah. That was on Sunday. I can no longer be categorized as a teenager. I'm very happy about that because
it's a good feeling.
I never felt that I was a representative of that demographic anyway.
No.
So just get me out of there. Let me do
No, it's
other
like I skipped that whole teenage period.
Yeah. How many other people my age listen to jazz, really? Besides
other than
like
me, Ben, Andrew, maybe.
Oh, is Ben into the jazz?
Ben likes listening to jazz. I mean, he was in jazz band for a while.
Who's his favorite? Does he...
I don't know.
Everybody likes Miles Davis.
Most people like Louis Armstrong. Dizzy Gillespie's pretty good in a different way.
I haven't downloaded anything by him.
What, Dizzy?
Yeah, not yet, no. But...
We have, I think, a CD or two of him. My parents do.
Let me borrow that.
If I can find it, I will.
I'll just flip through it.
Okay.
Maybe once or twice. Keep a little bit for myself, but anyway,
yeah, one exception to the whole embouchure rule.
Yeah, so anyway, everyone, guess what this sound means. Oh, that wasn't very impressive.
Hit the button on the back.
Oh, was I doing it wrong? Okay, guess what this sound means. It's gift time. That was a knife opening. Yes. I'm gonna open
and then knife isn't the gift.
No, it's not, but It's really nice. Kershaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to open this thing that Drew gave me. I'm pretending to act surprised because I already know what it is, but it is a...
I'll stab yourself in the finger. Go from the little opening hanging hole thing.
What thing? Oh, you mean here?
Yeah, just cut out from there.
Oh. A technique I have never attempted before, seriously, in all my life. How sad is that, huh? And...
Path of least resistance.
I got a nice screwed up wrist too, so this is gonna be super fun. All right, maybe I should have an ice pack on this. I don't know, but the grand reveal. And
yeah,
as
don't
I,
stab yourself in the leg.
As I drop the knife into my lap, you know what? I'm gonna need that again. It pops open there.
Oh, yeah, clamshells do pop open. Just don't slice your hand because they do tend to do that.
This is a much nicer. Oh, it's too late. I already got a slice on this hand. Okay. This is a Star Wars barbecue stick lightsaber thing. And will it automatically extend if I push a button?
I don't think it automatically extends if it extends. Okay. I'm not even sure if it does. I just thought it was cool.
It
so.
Is cool, but I don't... Where's
the perfect item for roasting marshmallows.
Yeah.
Or hot dogs or whatever.
No, this is going to... It's going to be mainly a marshmallow roaster for me, I think, because... I don't grill that much.
Yeah.
I can usually con other people into doing it for me. Pick up all the things. Bam. Okay. You got the knife.
Yeah,
right?
I got all it.
Right. So, instructions.
Can I see it real quick?
Right? Did you want to look at the... It's very cool. I'm not sure whose lightsaber that's supposed to be.
I think
be.
It's Darth Vader.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
And it's got a little loopy thing on the bottom, so if you got like a little carabiner hooked on your belt, you can literally...
Yeah.
Just hang it on your belt and draw it like a lightsaber.
You got a special grill belt. There are no instructions with this, so it's possible that it may not extend. Unless you got this off of ThinkGeek?
Indeed.
Yeah. It's the best place for all things. Still
nerdy.
Not a commercial.
Yes.
We need... okay. What do they call it? A barbecue sticks?
I think it's lightsaber barbecue fork
Saber
or something like that.
Barbecue.
Fork.
I think... No, I don't need to be that specific. It's Google. Does it extend? That's what we need to know. It doesn't say anything about extending. But it's still cool.
It doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, you may not want it to extend, actually. Because most barbecue forks don't really get super long.
No, not terribly.
They just, they're meant to sit conveniently on the little shelf that's on the side of the barbecues. But
plus,
this is...
if you get them too long, like the marshmallow roasting sticks, if you get them too long, when you go to pull your marshmallow out, you eventually hit somebody in the face with it.
Oh, yeah. I've
or
gotten...
You have to... Almost get hit in the face.
I've gotten hit in the eye with one of those before.
When it's hot?
Like, oh, yeah. It was, this is the thing about eyeballs. One, they're pretty remarkable because they are, this is documented, the fastest healing part of the human body.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, they do pretty well. And also, I don't think it really did any damage because eyeballs are wet.
That's true.
So I think
I just meant more the impact, and then the heat.
No, it was a very light. It was a very light tap.
Oh.
But the fact that it had a burning coal on the end of the stick was a little bit.
Bad.
That was slightly traumatizing, but I don't remember experiencing any pain.
Maybe
from
just,
it.
You blocked that out of your mind.
Maybe I don't know. I was at a very young age. I should probably ask my parents about it because I'm pretty sure I let them know immediately after it happened.
I would imagine.
Has something ever like that ever happened to you?
Nothing like that.
Accidental
no.
marshmallow stick injury?
No.
All right.
Terrible like that.
But this is freaking awesome. it would be, and you know what? If I stick it in the flames long enough, it'll actually look like Darth Vader's lightsaber.
Glowing all nice and red.
Yeah. I'm going to have to make some comparisons with this. Because, I mean,
it's going to be scaled down a little bit, the handle it looks like, but...
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You can't...
But it's proportional, at least.
Proportionally, this might be like Yoda's lightsaber.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, proportional of the dimensions on the various handle bits.
I mean, if Yoda had a lightsaber, because, you know, he's so awesome, you don't really have to give him a lightsaber. I mean, what would be the point of that? It would just be a silly light show that would just be kind of a gimmick.
Plus, he wouldn't really move too fast and hobbling around on his cane. Maybe if he's riding piggyback on somebody else.
He's riding piggyback on freaking
Luke's.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, or in Luke's backpack swinging lightsabers around.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know what would have been great is if in Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda met again when they were older.
Yeah.
You know? Because it would have been original trilogy kind of thing. But like physically
yeah,
met.
Not like spiritual, spectral, whatever.
Yeah, because they met that way, sure, but did they talk to each other? No, it was just like a one-off thing that they did at the end of Return of the Jedi, mm-hmm. and that wasn't super exciting.
No.
Plus, that scene got ruined forever because they decided to Photoshop Hayden Christensen into that yeah. scene in the Star Wars Blu-rays. Never buying...
And DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
And the DVDs, too.
I don't know if that happened in the DVDs we have.
Oh.
I will have to check, because I think these
Did
were the ones...
Did you get that DVD box set that came out when they released them on DVD?
It is a box set, yeah.
Does it have the fourth disc that's like bonus things? It's like Darth Vader with a bunch of different pictures on his eyeballs?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll look at it when we go downstairs. We might have the same one.
We will have to take a look.
Investigate.
Yeah. Speaking of further birthday things, I have slightly bad news. I don't know if I want to... you know what? I might just do it anyway. I don't remember where I put it, though. We haven't done this segment in a while, so I don't remember where I put the thing. Okay, let's try this.
When you're mad at the world, do you keep all the anger inside you until it festers into a mental illness?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
No! You unleash it all on the internet, of course. This is therapy. The doctor is in.
Don't let that music fool you. I am furious. Nobody really knows that this happened to me. It's been kind of... Maybe like four other people know about this,
okay,
including my parents, but this is a very big deal. For my birthday, I haven't written this down, so this is completely off the cuff.
It's just you ranting.
Yeah, super fun. for my birthday, should I list the gifts that I got, or is that pretentious?
Yeah. Why start? Why stop now?
I didn't get very many of them, so...
Well, you're 20, so...
Yeah, I know. It's when you get older, you become more fine with getting less gifts.
Yeah, you get one or two nice things, and you're fine with it.
And sometimes you get really nice things.
That's very true.
Like, just straight money.
That, yeah.
Which is one of the things that I did get. I received $100 in cash from my parents, which I was very grateful for. Yeah. Tucked that safely
was
in my wallet.
Was it one of the new hundreds?
No, it was 20s, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been better that way, though.
Yeah, it's easier to get rid of.
Yeah, because when you have the $100 bill, you're just like, I don't want to break this.
I know, and you also feel kind of like you're guarding it constantly.
I had a 50 that was that way. It took forever to break it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just take it to a movie theater. You get rid of more than half of it instantly.
It's true.
Especially if you're buying 3D tickets.
Yeah, I'd try and shy away from that.
Yeah, but anyway, I get this $100 sticking in my wallet, and I'm all like, cool, I'm having a good birthday, and then I have my Coke floats, and everything's fine for a couple days. What day was this? I think Wednesday. Normal day at work, as usual, and, you know, I had a pretty good day, want to go home and relax. Me and Lindsay decided that we're going to go out for, what did we say we're doing? We were going out for some sushi, probably some bowling, because she said she's really good at bowling, but I've never really seen it in action because she has to have her bowling ball.
Okay.
And I don't care if she beats me at bowling. Yeah. I just love watching people being good at bowling.
Yeah.
It's incredibly satisfying watching them knock out strike after strike.
Yeah. I don't feel inadequate at all by watching it.
No,
at all.
Bowling's fun,
yeah,
even
exactly.
if you suck at it.
And that sometimes that's almost more fun than being good at it.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready for the day out, and then I'm making sure I have everything, and guess what's missing? My wallet with the birthday money in it.
Did you leave it at work or something? Or
yeah, I'm freaking the fuck out is what I'm doing. So I call Lindsay and I spill Coke all over my laptop. Okay, this is an emergency.
Yes.
Oh, God. Run for lap. Okay. I have a problem with knocking cups over. Paper towels under the sink. Emergency. Yeah. We're still rolling. Okay, give me that. Oh. Fuck.
Oh.
I was trying to push that 12.
This is gonna add to your rant.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So anyway,
we're back, I think.
Yeah, we are. I don't remember what I was saying. Specifically.
Leaving your wallet.
Oh yes, I
freaking out.
I realize I did leave the wallet at work, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I call Lindsay, tell her that I'm going to be late, and actually I changed the plan a little bit on the fly. I pick her up as I'm going to work because I got to find that wallet. Otherwise, there is no night out.
Yeah,
everything's ruined. Pick her up, but she can't come in the building. Is the only problem.
Oh,
because
thing.
Yeah, she'd need to get a visitor's badge, and that's
it's
just
a
too.
I know it's like one of my mom's works the same way.
Yeah, it's too much work at such late notice. So she waits in the car, and I start retracing my steps that I took for most of the day. But I don't have to retrace the steps for the entire day,
right?
Which is lucky. I because I remember specifically what they do is they have these RFID chips that they give us to unlock certain doors. And I remember using that on a specific door towards the end of my day. So I started from there and started following everything that I went. Found nothing. I texted one of the people that I work with, and he told me, yeah, some guy found your wallet. It's over in this dude's office. And
I guess this dude has gone home.
No, this dude's there.
Okay.
Some guy named Brian. I don't remember his last name, but I probably shouldn't say here it anyway. Go over to his office, and I say, I hear you got my wallet. Here's what my face looks like. He looks at my driver's license and say, yes, that is your face. Here's the wallet. And I'm really happy at this point. Grab the wallet, run out, and yeah, we're going to go and have a good time. Pull into the, we decided to change our mind. We're transitioning from sushi to pizza because pizza's closer. And then I realized that I did not look in the wallet to see if there was any money still in it. There's no money in this wallet
anymore. Somebody
cleaned
your wallet out?
Completely. There was about $140 inside of this wallet.
Wow.
$100 of that was just straight birthday money that I had just been given.
Wow.
So I drive back over to work, punch the steering wheel a few times, go in, talk to the guy, tell him, you need to talk to the guy who gave this to you. There's no money in this wallet. I don't tell him how much is in it.
Right.
But I do mention that it's birthday money.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a way to rally the troops, I'm imagining it in my mind.
It's
so,
adding more pity to you. Your
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, that's what we're going for here. We're going for a pity story. He calls the guy, and he says, hey, guys here, he says there's no money in his wallet. Do you know if there was money in it? And he says, well, I don't know. I don't know if there was any money in his wallet. I didn't check it. Because why would you not check it? This guy, I'm almost positive. Like, the guy's still a supervisor, but everyone is culpable for this. It's money. It's completely untraceable. There's no way to track this guy down because all you have to do is deny it, and the perp walks.
Yep.
And ever since this happening to me, I'm using a lot of phrases like perp and they walk and objection and things like that because I'm starting to feel a little bit like a detective, even though this is going to go nowhere. This is like
a cold case.
Like a petty theft thing.
Yeah.
So nothing has happened so far. A couple emails have been sent out from HR and the guy who found it. Nobody's coming forth yet, of course.
You guys have security camera set up?
Not where I left the wallet.
Great.
In a lunchroom.
Of course.
So that's just not going to work out. So I was going to write something for this, but I don't have anything.
You didn't want to feud on it longer than you had to, probably.
Right, but I felt that this was a good way to get it out. So just to wrap it up here, the note that I made for this guy when I was thinking of writing it, I was going to call him the birthday money stealing motherfucker. So this is a message directly to the birthday stealing motherfucker. If I ever figure out who you are, well, I'm going to get medieval on your ass here. All right? I'm gonna find out who you are. And I'm talking scorched earth here, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up! I just need to figure out who he is.
Nice reference there. I got that.
Yeah, I want to watch Tropic Thunder again. Which, either we watch, I'm thinking if we do decide to watch a movie tonight,
okay.
Which I think is becoming more likely now that the adrenaline is happening and I feel better.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I could get either Tropic Thunder really quickly, and I think I might have Black Dynamite. Have you heard of Black Dynamite?
I've heard. I haven't seen.
But you know of
roughly
the
yes.
general premise. Could you describe this premise possibly?
Not really. I mean, it's one of those things.
I don't know if I could either.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't really know much about it.
I can read the IMDb description. Maybe that'll
yeah.
Maybe that'll work. Dynamite. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And the main character in it, you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
One episode.
For some reason, I always think that the main character in this movie, he looks a hell of a lot like Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but if he was in blackface.
Okay.
So the short little blurb for this is, Black Dynamite is the greatest African-American action star of the 1970s. When his only brother is killed by the Man, it's up to him to find justice. And apparently he fights Richard Nixon.
That in itself could be worth it.
And hand-to-hand combat.
So it takes place in the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be like, everything's going to be like a nice sepia tone. Mm. A lot of people are going to have afros and those weird bootcut pants that everybody thought were cool. Yeah. Actually, is that
bell-bottoms.
Bell-bottoms. That's...
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
My dad grew up in the... roughly in the era, so he kind of was telling me all these different weird things that that used to be cool when he
can
was
be
in
our
school.
He can be our fashion reference point.
Yeah, well, he was saying, you know, parachute pants or balloon you know, bell bottoms, those kind of things were cool.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just sometimes I like to float the theory that if I grew up in the 70s, I'd be so cool with it. Like I might fit more happily into that decade than this decade. Because the,
just don't get drafted.
Yep, gotta make sure I avoid that. I'd probably, well, I mean, if you don't pass the physical requirements, or were they pretty loose on those?
By that point, yeah, they were probably pretty loose.
Although they just wanted everyone.
Although they were done by 73, so.
Yeah. Oh, so if I was like, yeah, I'm picturing myself being born in like 1963.
Mm.
And then, you know, I don't turn 18 until
78.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no. Actually, you wouldn't turn 18 until 81 if you're born in 63.
81? Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Teenage years still in the 70s, that's still not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have to go, like, through a recession or two. And
then the big fuel crisis in the late 70s.
And everybody would be mad at Reagan. But yeah. At least I might get to go to Woodstock. Or was that earlier?
That's 69.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, send me back earlier. I don't... whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I want
to get to be, yeah, the big fuel crisis. You get to do the Iranian Revolution. You get to do,
I can do the Berlin Wall when I'm turning middle aged.
Yeah. Berlin Wall will happen.
Yeah. Maybe I could go to the Berlin Wall.
Help knock it down.
Yeah. I'd take it. Well, you could probably take a sledgehammer on a plane then. So,
if not on the plane in your carry on, probably in your regular luggage.
You could just check it.
Or
yeah.
You could just buy one there.
Wouldn't it be great to just be sitting in your seat with only the sledgehammer, though? but
yeah, laying in your chair with your little, you know, eye blindfold thing, just, you know, holding your sledgehammer, laying back in your chair.
I'm imagining Daniel Day-Lewis's character from freaking No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Just him sitting on the plane with a sledgehammer, but he's smiling the whole time. He just looks really happy about it. But he's not going to smash skulls. He's smashing oppression.
Yes,
I guess, which is not what his character would do, really. So I don't know why I picture it that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I got my money stolen, so that was super fun. I'm mostly over it now.
But
I think.
Still.
Yeah, but. I can narrow it down to a list of maybe like 10 people.
Hmm.
So if I had the opportunity to get a trench coat and a notepad, black notepad.
Fedora.
No. And
not like the short-brimmed one, like the longer brim. You're talking 1940s detective, right?
Yeah.
Like Bogey?
Yeah, but I can't wear the... See, I don't know if you know this about fedoras, but in these times, they are kind of seen as a symbol of social awkwardness.
No, I'm not talking about like the short-brimmed, like the Frank Sinatra one. I'm talking like basically like the Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, I'd need that, but the thing is, I'd only be able to wear that in the dimly lit room with the flickering light bulb in the ceiling.
The haze of cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be the right atmosphere. I can't just be walking around wearing that in the shop,
no.
You know? They're going to be like...
But you don't button up your overcoat.
No, you never do that.
No.
Because
you can't draw your gun if your overcoat's buttoned.
And don't I need a super wide tie?
Maybe not a super wide tie, but maybe a shorter tie.
Yeah?
And probably at least a three-piece pinstripe suit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. With vertical stripes.
Yes.
Right? And
pinstripes are always vertical.
That's the thing.
They're not horizontal.
And
I don't think I've ever seen a horizontal pinstripe suit.
Are you sure?
That'd be really weird.
I'm pretty sure the Kingpin wore one.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, speaking of the Kingpin, do you know who Deadpool is?
Yes.
Did you watch the test footage?
I did not.
Okay, so...
Marvel fans are finally getting their way. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there.
I gotta elaborate. So a lot of people may know that there was this movie that everyone hated called X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
For some reason, we needed to relearn Wolverine's origin story.
Even though
story.
It's one of the most trodden things in the X-Men franchise.
Yep. And one of the worst things that they did in this movie was they did introduce the character Deadpool,
played, which is often a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. Played by Ryan Reynolds.
Which,
hey,
he's
snarky.
Yeah, that's about it.
And if he was actually wearing the suit with a mask the whole time, it would definitely work. He's got the voice works with the comic book
character. It's just getting over the whole pretty boy kind of image that he puts on.
Yeah, but if they wanted for him to go full regalia, mm-hmm. he'd be absolutely pockmarked with tumors
right.
everywhere, because that's just the way Deadpool is.
Right.
In this movie, they completely butchered the way that Deadpool is supposed to be. They didn't give him the suit.
No.
They sewed his mouth shut. They gave him laser eyes and put swords in his arms.
And made him teleport.
He had teleportation
too.
Right. Oh God. Yeah.
What else
so,
did he have? I thought he had something else too.
There might have been I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't really want to remember.
I don't quite honestly either, but.
But I'm pretty sure that Days of Future Past made sure that movie is no longer canon.
Right. That was the point. It went back before all of them, including X-Men Origins, and made basically pretty much all of them non-canon anymore.
Yep, just completely irrelevant. We're on a whole new timeline now. Thank you very much. Bryan Singer?
Yeah.
Am I thinking? Okay. So, a few days ago at Comic-Con, some test footage was released of Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool again, but this time in the suit, the actual Deadpool.
Okay.
And it was maybe about 1 minute long. And it features him jumping off of a bridge into an SUV full of bad guys, kills every single one of them. The last kill is particularly spectacular because he manages to jump out of the SUV, and as it's flipping towards him, he's shooting at Deadpool inside of the SUV. But Deadpool can't die.
No.
So this whole thing is pointless anyway. And as Deadpool is being shot at, he holds up a picture and points at it, and it's a picture that he made really quickly of him cutting off the dude's head that's shooting at him. and he just pulls out a sword, cuts off his head, and that's pretty much the end of the test footage.
Hmm.
And he says there's a lot of blood, a lot of bad words.
So basically, Deadpool
singing to Gwen Stefani. And it perfectly embodied the character, and it needs to happen, and it needs to be R-rated.
Yeah, but it won't be.
I know. If it does happen.
Yeah. So basically, just a quick question. Mm-hmm. In comparison to if they had announced Half-Life 3, how big did the crowd freak out?
Well, they weren't officially announcing the movie, so it wasn't as big as it could have been.
Yeah.
But
it was pretty intense.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Half-Life being released.
Half-Life 3 being announced.
Half-Life 3. This goes on like an 8.
That's
because
still pretty intense.
People have been wanting a Deadpool movie for so
probably
long.
Since the first X-Men movie came out.
Absolutely. They thought they heard the X-Men were being made and it was like, oh, Deadpool's coming. And then he didn't come. And then the second one was happening and then nothing. And then it's just been a continuous flow of disappointment until now.
Yeah.
People were thinking about making it.
Well, I think it's because comic book movies have been proving more and more and more that they are very, very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, think about just this year what has come out.
Captain America 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I thought there was something else that came out, too. And then last year we had Man of Steel, we had Iron Man 3, we had Thor 2, we had...
Thor 2 was last year already?
It was like November, I thought.
Dang. The time's flying.
So yeah, and it's like there seems like there's like two or three or four comic book movies per year, it seems like, coming out.
Yeah, but the
and they're all making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, but the trick with all those movies, not a single one of the ones that we mentioned went above a PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, is because they know that all the kids are going to want to go see it.
Well, yeah,
because
who is the primary comic book demographic?
Not kids anymore.
That's true. Very
true. The kids just want to see the movies. It's all the adults that grew up with the comics that
want to see it.
And that those are the people who want the R-rated movies.
But then they also want to be able to take their kids to it to get their kids interested in what they're interested in.
Yeah, they can take the kid if they're adult supervised.
That's true. I went to plenty of movies with my dad.
Yeah, it's not NC-17.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of any R-rated movies that I got taken to by my parents.
Mm.
I'm sure my memory will be jogged later after this episode's finished.
Yeah, my dad took me to some.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for him. That makes him awesome.
Mm-hmm.
As if he wasn't awesome already. But the thing was is that this was Fox producing this movie. It wasn't Marvel.
Right, because Fox owns the rights to the X-Men.
Mm-hmm. And they're pushing for PG-13 and nobody wants that. But something I was reading through some comments earlier today. Not really sure if I should have been doing that, because sometimes though those are the cesspool of the internet. But
yes,
it had
very much.
There was some interesting ideas coming out of it, and they were that Deadpool might still work as a PG-13 movie.
Maybe. It doesn't have to be blood and gore everywhere. But
no, people can still die.
Yeah.
I would prefer for there to be blood and gore, because that's how the comics are.
Oh, yeah.
But it could still work, because one of the ideas that was floated was regarding the language that he uses.
Oh, that's true.
Which is completely foul in the comics.
Yeah.
But in comics, for some reason, a lot of the time they like to do the thing where they replace the bad words with various special characters that you find on the number row on your keyboard.
Yeah, if you hold down shift and randomly punch in a number sequence.
That's your swear word.
Yeah.
So what people were thinking was they could actually bleep Deadpool. Like, there would be bleeps in the movie as it's going.
I don't know if that'd be distracting or if I'd like that.
No, but that's not the end of it. Another thing that Deadpool is really good at is he breaks the fourth wall a lot. Like, he directly addresses the comic book reader all the time, and that's another thing that makes him great. So why not have him realize that he is being bleeped? You know, because he'd say a bad word, hear the bleep, and then he'd go, what the fuck is this? And then the bleeps would just keep happening.
Yeah, it'd be almost like if in House of Cards when, you know, Kevin Spacey just kind of looks at the camera like,
Yeah, but he doesn't get bleeped.
No,
so
but
I don't know if that's ever been that's never been done
in
that
a movie?
I can think of, that a character directly addressing that they're being bleeped. Wait, no, that's not true. It happened in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Mm.
But I don't, it's pretty much directly addressed by Scott Pilgrim.
Because I can think of a couple movies that actually have him break the fourth wall a couple times.
Yeah.
Mostly they're Scorsese films.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Wolf of Wall Street breaks it a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Goodfellas a little bit at the end.
Yeah, a tiny bit.
Not much. Most of it's just narration. But
I don't know why I thought something happened in The Godfather, but that's wrong.
No.
Ignore that thought.
Those are the two off the top of my head that I can think of. That's about it.
Any of the Spider-Man movies at one point, did he?
I don't think so. I think they're just over their voiceovers, if anything else.
Yeah? I don't know. But I think I'm going to start reading a few more Deadpool comics until this movie gets released. I read one the other...
We're talking about Fox here.
God, please don't screw this up. Oh, another great thing about the trailer is that Deadpool did something that people are calling him breaking the fifth wall, which was it wasn't him talking to the audience. It was him talking to a specific person, which was the CEO of Fox.
Yeah.
Because at the very end of the test footage, he waves at the camera and says, "Hi, Tom." And Tom is whoever's running Fox right now.
Mm.
So fifth wall broken. I don't know if that direct appeal to that guy is going to work, but man, I hope so.
But they should put aside any sorts of feelings like that and recognize that fans are going to love that kind of stuff, probably.
Yes, they need to. It's going to be so wonderfully acclaimed by fans.
Yeah.
Critics might hate it, but
who
the
cares?
Fans are what matters.
Yeah, fans make you money, not critics.
Yeah. The critics are, they don't even make up a tenth of a percent of the audience.
No, and
a lot of people think they're critics.
They don't even pay to.
Oh, yeah. Their company just pays for it, whoever they're writing for.
Or they'll let them go for free in order to spread the good word.
Yeah. Get the fans into it, and they'll make your money for you. Case in point, me, I'm probably going to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy a second time, and I'm certainly buying it on Blu-ray.
Yeah. You're supporting it that much.
That is an undisputed fact.
Actually buying physical media, which tells you how good this is, because the last physical media you bought was Dread,
I think. This will be the fourth DVD that I will own. Actually, I don't think I did buy Dread.
Yeah, because you wanted to support it into making another one, which is another comic book that was turned into a movie.
Yes, I forget that happened with Dread.
But that was like, what, 2012, 13?
When the comic was made?
No, the movie.
Oh, 12.
That's what I thought.
It's been a while.
So that also had the Avengers.
Yeah, actually,
American,
looking at my very sparse DVD collection right now, Dread is the only one that I actually bought. The other two were gifts, which are Fight Club and The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't get to watch The Big Lebowski for my birthday like I was planning, but whatever.
You watched it recently.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
One other thing, the trailer that came out of Comic-Con that I saw that was like, I'm not entirely sure, is the new Mad Max trailer.
Yes! Ooh, I'm excited! It looks great.
I am very excited. It looks good, but then on the flip side, I'm also slightly worried.
Yeah?
For various reasons.
Is it because of Tom Hardy?
No.
Does Jared know about this? Because he...
He knows that Tom Hardy's in. He knows the pictures. I don't know that he knows that the trailer is out.
Oh.
Which, I thought the trailer was very well done. It was pretty good.
It looked so pretty.
It in a lot of ways, it did look a lot like the old Mad Max movies.
But a lot brighter.
A lot brighter. But on the flip side, a little bit grainier, too.
Yeah. It was an interesting kind of, it's modern grain is what I'm going to decide to call it. Because if you watch the Thunderdome Mad Max.
I like the Road Warrior better personally.
I don't know if I've seen Road Warrior.
Oh.
I'll have to check. But Thunderdome's my favorite mostly because of Master Blaster. and for the speech that they do for when they're about to fight.
Two men enter,
one man leaves. And what was I saying? Oh, but like the chase scenes that were done in Thunderdome, it looked a lot like the camera movement and the colors and everything looked a lot like the scene from The Goonies where they're having the race on the beach. You haven't seen The Goonies yet, but you will know exactly what I mean if you kind
of watch The Goonies.
Yeah, they just the way that the camera is moving and the way it kind of things just look. It's got a very Goonies vibe to it for some reason, but this is like it's like grainier and grimier, and I love that.
Yeah. There's only a few little things that irk me in the back of my mind with this. First of all, is they haven't announced any sort of a rating, which I'm afraid that they're
still nothing.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be an R because of those were some pretty brutal crashes that they were showing in that trailer.
But Fast and Furious is PG-13. They have some pretty intense crashes.
Let's see. Are they just calling it Mad Max, or is there a colon?
Fury Road.
Oh, is, Fury Road. Yeah. Doy. Okay.
But I'm afraid that they're going to do a PG-13, which is going to ruin it.
Boo.
Like we were just talking about, same reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No rating yet.
I'm afraid they're putting in just too many just new whatever faces just to try and draw in a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like they brought in, I think, the chick from the third Transformers movie, the guy that plays Beast in Days of Future Past.
Although, wait, let me think about this. Okay, I remember reading this. The guy that's directing it, George Miller,
Is he actually directing it?
He is directing it.
Okay, he did all three of the old ones, too.
He's directing it, he's writing it, and he owns the franchise.
Right.
So I think he gets full license to do anything he wants to this movie, which I think is practically a guaranteed R rating.
That's true, but I don't know. I mean, the back of my mind, I'm still slightly doubting it that, you know, it's been how many years since Thunderdome, and he's just now deciding to come back and make another one?
1985, so...
almost 30 years.
Yeah. It's a while.
Yeah. I mean, supposedly he's been wanting to make another one for a while, but...
It looks so good.
I'm gonna buy a ticket and go see it, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that they're just I don't know. There's part of my mind that just kind of wonders. I do like how they're doing as much as they can in practical effects. All the crashes, everything that they can is practical effects, which, yeah.
Everything is actually happening.
As much as is physically possible.
I love it when they
I mean, they
do
can't
that.
Create a sandstorm, thunderstorm, whatever thing on whim, so they have to do that digitally, but...
Yeah, that's true, but...
But it does look like a Mad Max movie. I will give it that.
Oh, by the way, speaking of CGI, that Deadpool test footage, all CGI.
Yeah.
And you could barely tell.
CGI is getting good.
I know. It's so crazy. And they released a picture of Ryan Reynolds making the test footage. He wasn't even wearing a green
suit.
Motion
capture?
He was doing a motion capture.
Did he have little dots all over him?
He had dots on him, but they don't. I guess they don't do the suits green anymore?
No, they pretty much just go off the dots now.
God, that's
amazing. It's just dots, and they form a network and a matrix and a web.
That was so great. I was reading, here's an idea of how badass Deadpool can be. This isn't a canon comic book by any means, but because Deadpool knows that he is in a comic book
right.
and has a penchant for pension? Is that a penchant for breaking the fourth wall? He's always been regarded by the other characters in the Marvel Universe as insane. So, like they know that he's awesome, but they know he's a little
there's a screw loose.
Not
two.
All the marbles are in place upstairs. So I read a comic book yesterday, you'll get the plot from the title. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. He goes through the entire Marvel Universe and kills everyone. Iron Man, Captain America, Wolverine, Hulk,
that
everyone.
That would be interesting, Wolverine, because I don't know. But...
I was trying to, I'm trying to remember how he did it. I'm pretty sure he couldn't really technically kill him.
Right.
But he had swords that were made out of a material that really screwed up Wolverine's healing factor. Because Wolverine's is a lot, it's not as high power as Deadpool's.
Right.
Deadpool can lose a limb while fighting and grow it back in a couple seconds.
Right.
But Wolverine's is way slower, and the name was really similar to adamantium, but I think it was like carbonadium?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
I think I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it, but I've heard.
I don't think it can cut through adamantium, but it really screws up his healing factor. Mm-hmm. And he also trapped him in a room that had flamethrowers that would activate whenever his healing factor was starting to power up. So that pretty much finishes him.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of possibly was, you know how you have the different spaces between your vertebrae, the little discs?
Yeah.
Is maybe get a sword swipe through there and just get it between...
Ooh.
Between the vertebrae?
Maybe. Because
that's the only bone you have connecting your head to your body.
It would take a long time for Wolverine to regenerate from a head cut.
But could he regenerate if his head got lopped off, I wonder?
Is there like a TV trope about this? Maybe.
I don't know. It's an interesting concept.
Wolverine regenerate head? Can Wolverine regenerate his head? That's a comicvine.com. I assume that's a reputable source. let's see. Has Wolverine ever been decapitated? I know they say that this is one of his weaknesses, so did it ever happen? When he gets decapitated, does the same rule that applies to Deadpool apply to him? Does his head have to be near his body to heal back again? This sounds very disgusting, but if you guys have a scan of this happening, would you mind posting it? I just want to see how they showed the way it happened and who did it. In the alternate universe Ultimate Comics, he got ripped in half by the Green Hulk, specifically. But that's
Gray Hulk.
That's true. But that's it. People can't write informed this. Okay, in the alternate universe Ultimate Comics, he got ripped in half by the Green Hulk, but that's it anyway. Wolverine can't be decapitated unless the person was using that sword that is his weakness. Boy, that's really...
It's like Wikipedia in the old days.
Thank you, Lucky Domino 1 of comicvine.com. You were very helpful 2 years and 7 months ago to somebody, I'm sure. But he's got some limitations, but Deadpool can absolutely grow back from just any spec. It's not a canon comic to be sure, but it's interesting why he decides to kill everyone in the Marvel Universe.
Just cause?
Not just cause. Uh-huh. He does have reasons. His reason is that he gets his mind taken over temporarily by a really small dude called Psycho Man.
Okay.
Never heard of this guy before.
Yeah, me neither.
But he just has the ability to just mess with people's minds, but a lot more maliciously than Charles Xavier.
Hmm.
He does bad things with minds. So he goes into there and he makes Deadpool realize that not only is he in a comic book, but that he is being controlled by outside forces.
Hmm.
And he does not like that. So he decides to, in a way, free everyone by killing them.
Hmm.
So, yay.
So it sounds like an interview with that I read with Joss Whedon about the new Avengers movie.
Uh-huh.
Did you read anything about that?
Nope. Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard much, really.
It sounds like, first of all, it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's one of the parts of it I think they're going to focus on initially is the idea that a lot of the heroes are getting kind of worn out.
Yeah.
They're kind of...
Iron Man, definitely.
Iron Man, definitely. Captain America, Thor, they're all... You know, it's the idea of... I think Robert Downey Jr. said this. It's the idea of the veteran soldier who's come back and then ends up getting thrown back into the fray again.
Mm-hmm. They're getting tired of it. They're getting too old for this
shit. Yeah, more or less. I mean, he's done it. He... You know, they get kind of, you know, almost tired of it in a lot of ways. But and Ultron, it basically sounds like he's not like this malevolent, like, "Mwahaha, I'm going to control the world."
No.
It's more of he thinks he's going to help humanity or help basically create the perfect world, kind of like in the new old or the Neutron, where it's create the perfect system by getting rid of the main problem, which is people.
Oh, yeah. A society filled with robots must be perfect.
Well, just everything else. Everything else would be better because humans are the one thing that screws everything up.
That's the same idea Hydra had, and they were Nazis. So,
but they weren't trying to kill all humans.
Because apparently you can use math and figure out the 2 million people that you have to kill to make a perfect society. So,
yeah.
Oh, and they're only in America. So that's also interesting.
What were you saying? Oh.
Did it not do world targets?
No, it was all over the world.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No, it's just they first targeted America. I mean, because they took off in D.C., then they were going to hit that radius, and then they moved to another area, hit that radius. Eventually, okay. That's why they were saying that they could, you know, they'd go all over the world.
Okay, yeah, I need to watch the second Captain America again. And I still want to watch Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Yeah.
Still, anybody that does plan to go see it, make sure you watch all the way to the end credits.
Both post-credit scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they do that thing where there's like one.
The Avengers started that whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I still regret
walking out on the shawarma.
Yep. I missed the shawarma.
Yeah, because I saw the first one. I did the same thing first time I saw it. I walked out and I'm like, yeah, cool. Post-credit scene. And then I heard there was a second one. I'm like,
no. How soon after you left?
Like the next day.
Oh, man. That's the worst.
Disappointment was high.
I had to watch it from a cell phone recording on YouTube.
I just went and saw it again.
Oh, damn it. That's what I should have done.
I got another group of friends together and went and saw it again.
Nice.
Which, like, worth it.
Did you pretend that you hadn't seen it before?
No. They knew I saw it. Actually, most of them had seen it, but.
Okay. I don't know. That might have been an interesting facade to keep up. See if you could have.
Yeah. I remember when the first Iron Man came out, Ben went and saw it like 5 times in theaters.
Wow.
Because he went and saw it with his family. Then he got, he went and saw it with one or two other people.
Yeah.
Then he got another group of people together. They wanted to see it. So he's like, okay, fine, let's go see it. Then he went and saw it with me.
Nice.
And so, yeah, he ended up seeing it like 5 or 6 times.
That's so great. I don't.
All in theaters.
Man, that's like $100.
He didn't pay me most of the time, but.
Oh, lucky bitch.
Well, it's because he's going with other people, more or less.
Yeah, but, I mean, usually you'd pay for your own ticket.
But when in 2008, we didn't have jobs yet.
Oh, yeah, that glorious time where we didn't have to claim responsibility.
Yeah, parents would pay for everything.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
I don't know, I still managed to find money for my
I did
movie
too.
Tickets. I don't know how. Yeah. Just kind of like, oh, here's I found a $20 bill under my mattress.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was looking under my mattress, but hey, there's money here. Maybe
how much
I'll check
time
later.
We left?
Like 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. Speaking of $20,
money.
I found a thing on Amazon that I'm considering buying for $20. I don't know
why. Tell me. If it's $20, just go ahead and do
it. Yeah, and it's got free shipping.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, you still have Prime, don't you?
Yeah, but I think it's free without Prime too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is a what's the size on this thing? I have it pulled up on my phone. I think it's.
Is it a Can I guess while you're looking it up?
What
is it? A scale model of something?
No.
I'm doing the 20. Oh, it's not.
No.
Is it a Lego Millennium Falcon?
No, I have one of those. I think.
Is it
an old one? But
is it a it's 20 bucks.
Yeah, I doubt you're getting. Well, it's $20.29, but I'm rounding to 20.
Oh, that changes everything.
I know.
Is it electronics related?
No.
Is it food related?
Yes.
Is it spice?
No.
Is it a liquid?
Not exactly.
Is it a sauce?
No.
Sort of a liquid, but
I don't know if you consider it a liquid or not. Probably more of a solid more than a liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you eat it with a spoon?
You can, most likely, yes.
Is it Jell-O?
No.
It's
close, but no.
Are you pulling it up or not? I can't keep guessing.
I have it.
Forever.
I'm waiting for it to see if how close you get.
Okay, what do I have so far? Okay, it's 20 something.
It's $20. Eat it with a spoon.
It's sort of a liquid, but
kind
not
of,
quite.
It's close to Jell-O.
Could it be considered non-Newtonian?
Theoretically, yeah.
Is it a specific brand of ketchup?
No.
You don't eat ketchup with a spoon anyways.
No, you can just sit down and eat it just by itself with a spoon.
Okay, I give up. Tell me.
It is a 112-ounce can of chocolate pudding.
Oh, my God. It comes in a can?
112-ounce can, which is like a gallon or something like that.
Let me see that.
And you can get vanilla for $8.05
plus
$11
shipping.
Is this Swiss? No. It's just some generic brand.
Baker's and Chef's chocolate pudding. Well, you might want to be careful of this because there's stuff like Baker's chocolate.
I know.
Don't eat that straight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have, but...
Well, don't do it again because yeah. It's horrible, right?
Uh-huh.
Can you just eat this straight?
Yeah, if you open it up with a can opener and stick a spoon in it.
Wow. The smooth, creamy taste of Baker's and Chef's pudding makes it a delicious addition. Makes it a delicious addition to any buffet, party, or large event.
I'm like, I don't know why, but a giant can of pudding.
It's really appealing.
It is.
Plus, that's like 7 pounds. Wow.
7 pounds of chocolate pudding. And for the same price, you can also get vanilla if you prefer, but...
I'd go with chocolate.
If you're going to get diabetes, might as well make it chocolate.
Make it chocolate flavored, because that way it comes on the sweetest. And of course, it has 5 stars, as it should.
Of course. Well, I think it's 4.9, because one person gave it like a 3-star.
Dude, I think... Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't know. It shows 5 there. Maybe someone else voted on it.
Yeah.
I think you should get it.
I think I should. Like I said, 20
7
bucks.
Pounds of pudding for $20? That's a steal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure a 6-pack of Swiss Miss pudding isn't even 2 pounds.
No.
And that's like $6.
You get, like, what, 4 4-ounce things for like $6?
We got some at Winco the other day. It was a 6-pack. I think it came out to like $5 or $6.
Yeah.
But Winco is like a magical place where things are 50% cheaper than it should be. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. In the description, it says hotel and restaurant quality. Gluten-free, artificially flavored. Obviously.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Does it does Amazon show nutrition facts?
I don't think so, but I'll look.
It does.
Yeah, it doesn't know. Whatever. It is kosher though.
Oh, good. Boy, I was so worried about that. I can't touch unclean foods, you guys.
Yeah.
It's got to be blessed
by. Yeah, it's got a 4.9 out of 5 out of 18 reviews.
Yeah, it's got to be blessed by Rabbi Sandy Koufax. I mean, that's just
yeah,
that's the way you got to roll. I think, what are you going to do with the can after you finish it, though? Could you find another purpose for it?
I'm sure you could. It's a giant can. I would imagine you could put something in it.
I think you should make a makeshift satellite dish out of it.
Just
for ultra old schoolness. But that seems pretty awesome.
Yeah. So it's...
Are you ordering it right now?
No.
Oh. Because I've ordered things live on the air before. I mean, it's... Yeah.
So it's 18 cents per ounce of pudding.
Wow. Man, that's a... I'm pretty sure that's way cheaper than Winco.
The only thing I was thinking of was check either Winco or maybe Costco to see if I could just buy it locally. Although if it's got Prime shipping, then it'd be...
Well, I've never seen an entire can of pudding.
Apparently,
that's
a thing in the South.
I never knew that pudding came in cans.
I didn't either. But somehow I was reading some sort of comment thread thing and somebody mentioned it Somebody mentioned something about a giant can of pudding. I'm like, okay.
Did you say, does it exist, or did they provide a link?
No, I just Googled giant pudding can or something like that, and it pulled that up.
That is so great. I bet I don't... I'm thinking about how long that might last you, and I'd be inclined to say 2 weeks.
2 weeks!
And not even just to do that reference. No. Just I legitimately think it will last you 2 weeks.
And that's sitting down every day to... And with a spoon and munching out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I imagine this would be reserved to you only, right?
Probably.
So, yeah, you could just keep a spoon in there, like you do with a container of Tang. You just open it up, your spoon's ready and waiting for you. And
lick
you
off your spoon, so that way it's not covered in chocolate and you get your hands all chocolatey, but...
Yeah, and you just munch away.
Depending on how thick it is, if you can't just stab it in.
Yeah, that's...
Just keep it in the fridge, obviously, after you open it.
Well, on your first opening of the can, you have to eat at least a fourth of the container.
Yeah.
So you can stick the spoon in at an angle, and it won't be shoved all the way down into the pudding.
And then immediately shoot yourself up with some insulin.
Yep. Just make sure you keep that on hand. You know, I think you can order some with that for like an extra $10. They'll send you a vial. The EpiPen costs extra.
Yeah.
But that it's an add-on item.
Mm-hmm.
I hate how they do add-on items on Amazon.
Sometimes they're useful. Sometimes you're like, why would I want this?
Yeah, I know. But, well, no, I hate it because sometimes I want to get something and it's just really small and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it at the store or not.
Oh, yeah.
So I look at it and then it says add-on item only. You can only order it with something that's over $25.
See, I've never run into that.
Never?
Never.
Oh, it happens to me fairly often. Like, ordering some food items, that'll happen.
Oh,
also, yeah, also parts to things. Like I was hunting around for possibly a different watch band because
right.
I gave myself a fun project. I wanted a metal watch band for my super hip calculator watch, which does fit now. I had to grind away at it a little bit, but it's there. It's happening. Yeah. But I was a little dismayed when I first got it. I was like, oh, crap, now I got to get a new one. And I was looking around for, like, different link sizes and just different kinds of watch bands in general. And a lot of them had the add-on item thing attached to it.
That is interesting.
I know.
Do you have to get it with a watch or something? Or just spend $25?
I don't think they expect you to get it with anything. I think they just want you to spend $25.
Just to justify the shipping of a watch band?
Yeah, but it doesn't happen to all things like that, though.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's, certain things will be like $4 and you can still order it by itself,
yeah, with free shipping.
It doesn't really make it a whole lot of sense.
Yeah,
but you know, Amazon is a mysterious magical place. For all I know, the place is run by gnomes and not robots, and that's how everything is.
Robot gnomes.
Oh wait, duh. Why did I say not gnomes or robot gnome babies? That's a reference that you will never, never get because you don't listen to that podcast.
I was gonna say
my dad will get it though.
Oh.
Hi, Dad. But this is.
Does he still want to be on the show someday?
He's probably going to be on it in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right, because you'll be gone.
Yeah, we're going to the beach. I'm taking this stuff with me, and Lindsay has permission to go.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I don't. Oh, did we?
I think we talked about it last week.
Oops.
No, I don't know if we talked about off air or on air.
I don't remember either, but yeah, that's happening now. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're going on a zip line.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. I've never been on a zip line before. As far as
wait, where are you guys going?
It's the place where we're renting the house at is 20 miles west of Tillamook.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not 20, but
yeah, roughly that area.
Yeah, real close by.
Mm.
So yep, definitely going to the cheese factory, ziplining.
Get some fudge.
Fudge?
Tillamook makes really good fudge.
I don't know if I've had their fudge.
It's pretty good. I like their maple or vanilla fudges, but a lot of the other ones are pretty good too.
Maple fudge?
Yeah, actually it works.
Is it like the same consistency as chocolate fudge?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It just tastes like maple instead of chocolate.
Where in the store do you get that?
Just after the cheese counter.
Yeah?
Yeah. Usually they have bunches of it by the checkout or by the cashiers.
I don't think we've ever gotten the fudge. We focus on
the cheese.
The cheese and the meat sticks is what we usually get.
Yeah.
We usually get like we go through there, we usually get like a half pound of the cheese curds.
Yeah.
Maybe a quarter pound of some habanero cheese, maybe some cheddar. And then 10 to 15 meat sticks of various flavors. And those are crazy long meat sticks. It's a magical place, the Tillamook Cheese Factory.
Yeah. One of the big stands where they got them is, you know, when you come around, they got the cheese counter and see the big L shape. You come out pretty much right when
the
you come
sampler
out,
one?
No, just the, where you get the cheeses.
The refrigerated bit.
Yeah, all the refrigerated sections. And you come out, and then there's that little alcove off to the right.
Mm-hmm.
If you go straight, you hit the ice cream and the different counters in the eating area, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Off to the right, there's a little alcove. Right when you come in, usually there's big stands of them.
Wow. I can't believe I missed that all this time.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to want to get that maple one, though.
Maple one. And they're actually usually not too expensive. I mean, you can get a giant brick of it if you want because they have a counter of it.
Ooh, how big's a brick?
Huge.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a family of five huge?
It's probably a foot by 6-inch brick.
Ooh, I want that. I want to make a house out of them, and then I want to eat it slowly over the course of about 70 years or so, and then die a very fat, happy man.
Yeah, and then I'll eat my pudding.
Yeah, you could. You can't build a house out of pudding, though.
Mortar.
You could build... Yeah. Oh, speaking of mortar, I put down tile today.
That's fun.
At work. I'd never done it before, so it was super fun.
What size spacers did you use between the tile?
They were 3/8 inch.
Okay.
But here's a weird thing about the tile, though. The box said that it was 12 inches by 12 inches.
They're not.
11 3/4.
Yeah. They're usually not true.
Why? My dad said that they were accounting for the grout that goes
in
between them.
They do, usually. Because they assume that you're going to have quarter-inch spacers. And so there's 1/8 inch on each side.
Well, it's still not accurate then. Because now...
1/8 plus 1/8 is a quarter. You said it was 11 3/4?
11 3/4, yeah.
So,
but it's 3/8 inches, so it's going to come out at 12 1/8.
Right, but they're just assuming that you're going to use a quarter inch grout line.
That's a silly assumption. They should just give me what I actually paid for.
Yeah, finding ones that are actually truly that dimension are actually fairly hard. We actually ran into that problem when we were doing the backsplash on our kitchen.
Yeah.
And above the... Because those are actually true 1x1 tiles.
Is it above the counter?
Above the oven. Yeah, it's above the counter, okay. Below the cabinets, and then also behind the oven.
Yeah.
You know how they have those little blue inlay tiles?
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, they are pretty cool, actually.
Tough to put in, though?
Not terribly, actually.
Okay.
They were trying to find ones that would work, because like I said, those metal ones are true 1x1s.
Yeah.
So to find some sort of inlay that actually was a true 1x1, or quarter by a quarter, or whatever, they couldn't work. Actually, no, they're 2x2, those metal squares. Anyways, they couldn't find any because they were all like...
They were shrunken down.
They were all shrunken down to account for the grout lines, which means we would have had huge fat grout lines around those inserts.
Boo.
But we were just looking around. I think we were cleaning out the basement, and I kind of glanced over. I saw a blue tile. I'm like...
Huh?
Exactly. I kind of pull it out. I'm like, where did this come from? They're like, oh, yeah, we had those in our old Kelso house, the first house your mom and I moved into.
They took the tiles off the wall?
No. They redid the some of the tile work, and then they had some left over, and they just boxed them up and brought them with them.
Nice.
From 20 years ago or something like that. And dang. I found this box, and then I was like, this looks about the right size. Four of them looks about... I get the tape measure. I'm like, hey, Dad, this... is exactly what you're looking for. He's like,
score.
What? Oh, cool. So yeah, we used 20-year-old tiles as that backsplash.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just wish that they wouldn't baby us.
Back
you
in
know?
The 80s when they didn't lie to you.
Yeah, why you got it? You're cheating me out of a quarter inch of tile here. I could have been getting so much more. It would have made the layout so much easier.
Yeah.
Maybe we probably wouldn't have had to keep cutting tiles in half, but we had an awesome saw to do that.
The water saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah,
was it actually the jet of water or just the water going onto the blade?
It was going onto the blade.
That's what we have.
But it wasn't that well made because the water kept spraying out the back.
It just sprays everywhere.
Yeah.
You get soaked cutting tile.
Yeah, but we were using it. We were using it on a balcony that was storing a bunch of the company's old records. And you have to keep those for about 10 years.
So they were getting pretty soaked.
No, they ended up being fine. We kind of anticipated something like that.
Oh.
We were preparing for a dust problem.
Oh.
Is what we were doing, but there was no dust happening because there was water everywhere. So the plastic that we put up was blocking water instead. But that was also super helpful. And it also turns out that the mortar that we were using, it said skin irritant on the bag. I haven't
you got, heed no warning.
Well, I mean, it's going to get on your hands anyway. Yeah. If you wash it off, nothing's going to happen.
It's just basically saying don't leave it.
I had it on my hands for maybe like a maximum of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. And then as I'm driving home, my dad tells me, you know, you shouldn't get that stuff on your hands. It causes cancer, you know. Didn't say that on the bag. Thank you. Oh, and the other fun thing, we had two 50-pound bags of this right. mortar stuff. I'm gonna start trying to wrap it up here. I don't know why I have two of these open. That was weird. We had two 50-pound bags. Never doing tile before. We of course followed the instructions quite literally.
Yeah.
On the back of the bag, it has the stupid picture instructions. They don't
like IKEA.
Kind of like IKEA. Slightly more words than IKEA.
Okay. So IKEA has no words.
None at all. So you get this is
it's
like
all weird cartoons.
Yeah. It's like so. This is a step up, and then one picture. This is step number one shows a 50-pound bag being poured into a bucket, and then the next picture is a guy pouring 5 to 6 quarts of water into said bucket and then mixing it. So that's exactly what we did. Apparently, you're not supposed to put the whole bag of mortar into the bucket because as you're applying it to the floor cracks, it'll just start hardening inside of the bucket,
yeah.
And it becomes completely
make up
useless.
A little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's not what it said on the bag, though.
It did, yeah.
It completely misled us. Nobody told
us. You're supposed to work really, really, really fast.
Not fast enough because we had to throw that whole bucket away.
Yeah.
It was toast, and it got hot.
Yeah.
It was kind of freaking me out.
I remember
out.
Doing tile. Yeah.
Did you make the same mistake I did?
No.
Or?
I think my parents did research or something online ahead of time or something like that. Or they saw some on HGTV or something.
Okay. It was really weird, though, because we realized our accident and we got a new bucket and we started separating, doing the smaller increments of the mortar. But the smaller increments didn't seem to get hot, though. Like
it's just the volume of it created a lot more heat.
Yeah, maybe the big bucket was like actively steaming. You could just let it sit on the floor. You would see a mist rising out of it, like somebody's soul had become trapped into it, and you just released a Horcrux, and it was floating into the ceiling. It was very, very
disconcerting.
It was kind of ominous looking too. Like the bucket could catch on fire at any moment. But we kept pouring water on it to make sure that didn't happen. But the project's like 15-20% completed now. So now I know how to put tile on the right way in case I ever have to do it again.
Yeah, doing floors or walls?
Floors.
Ah.
But we are going to have to repaint the walls again because we made it. We painted the walls before we did the tiles.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to do all those again. At least I have something to do, and I'm not washing windows anymore because that's what you do when you have nothing to do.
Yeah.
You go around the entire factory and wash every single window.
Yay.
And it is so boring. But tiling's fine when you know how to actually do it and aren't being constantly disappointed by your screw-ups. So, yeah, that's mostly what I did today.
Fun.
Sorry for all the movie talk, everyone, but, you know, that's bound to happen occasionally. At least
especially
one,
when a big, exciting movie comes out.
At least one per month, I think, is our usual track record.
Something like that.
And the rest of it's just nonsense.
Yeah.
I like it that way.
Movies, then giant tubs of pudding and fudge houses.
You gotta get that, though.
I'll probably order it tomorrow or something.
Cool. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. Things you want to say before we shut this down?
We got our once per episode reminder. Hoverboards are coming September 2015.
Yep. That's like, what do they call that? The fourth fiscal quarter?
That would actually be roughly the start of it, yeah.
Cool. All right. Start of the fourth fiscal quarter.
By Mattel.
Yay. Was it made by Mattel in the movie?
I thought it was.
Cool. All right. That's it?
That's it.
Okay, I've got nothing. One last message to the birthday money stealing motherfucker. I will find you. We'll be back next week. Who knows who will be here? We have no idea because nobody responded to our group text asking who's going to be.
They all
here.
Ignore us now.
Did
too good for us.
Did my Bueller message get?
I got
sent
that.
Out? Okay. Nobody else seemed to get it. But oh well. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody. Never gonna say-